Pippa Hudson on Cape Talk. Cape Talk, your number one news and talk station.
All eyes turning to Parliament this evening. I'm told Sona is already trending, despite the fact that the speech is still 3.5 hours away. But of course, it is the debut State of the Nation address from our brand new president, Cyril Ramaphosa, kicking off at 7 p.m. You will be able to listen to it live on Cape Talk. John Matham is standing by in the parliamentary precinct to bring us his show from there this afternoon. And Koketsa Sechane will do the same this evening with a response to the contents of that speech. So a very busy day for the team. Gay Davis is one of many EWN reporters deployed at Parliament today and joins me on the line now to give us a bit of a scene setter, if you like. Gay, thanks for joining us. Good afternoon.
Hi, Pippa. Pleasure.
Before we talk about the contents of the speech itself, let's just talk about what's going on at Parliament. We've known very heavy security presence to be the norm during the Zuma era. What's it like this year?
Pippa, security is still tight, but I think there's a contrast to the massive security lockdown that we saw last year when Parliament was embraced, if you like, or held in the vice grip of miles and miles of barbed wire. We saw that 90-minute delay as the EFF tried to block the president from speaking, calling him a delinquent. And we then saw it all descend into chaos, insults and violence as the EFF were manhandled out of the chamber. And this time, yes, there's security, but there's none of the tension that surrounded last year and previous Sonas delivered by the former president. So this is Cyril Ramaphosa's big moment in the limelight, and it's, I think, going to be one of the most important speeches that he will give in his political career.
You mentioned the EFF and the objections last year. They have indicated that they don't intend to repeat. I mean, we saw them in Parliament yesterday already standing up, voicing their objections and walking out of the House, but they have said that they will go along with Sona this evening quietly.
Yeah, they're giving Cyril Ramaphosa a free pass tonight, but I think that their stance yesterday indicated that that's not going to last very long. They have told me that they want to engage in substantive debate on what they hear in the State of the Nation address, so we expect them to take part in the party's debate of the address on Monday. Mm-hmm. But I think that the opposition, EFF, the DA, Jacob Zuma was the biggest political weapon in their arsenal against the ANC and ahead of the elections next year. And now that's gone, I think that they've got to regroup and they've got to rethink their strategies.
Okay. Gay, let's talk about the dignitaries, etc. It was a very last-minute affair, the organization of this replacement Sona, if you can call it that, or delayed Sona. It means a lot of the dignitaries and foreign guests who might have been there for the original date on the 8th of Feb might not be. Have they managed to hurry together a foreign dignitaries guest list?
I'm not aware, Pippa, of that end of things. Okay. Parliament is going to be briefing too, but I think that that's more to do with telling media about logistics and where they can be at what time. I imagine that there are a number, I think that there's such intense interest in what has unfolded in South Africa in the past few days. I think that many of the foreign diplomats who said that they would be here for Sona on its original date are going to be redoubling their efforts to be here for tonight, because I think that they are very keen to hear what the new president has to say.
Okay, let's look at what he's going to say. This is a speech that looks both backwards and forwards, Gay, because it is what is the current state of the nation, as well as then looking ahead and setting out the policy objectives for the year. A difficult task to look back and find anything good to say about the cesspool that he has inherited. What do you think will be Cyril Ramaphosa's approach to that particular part of the speech?
Well, I don't think that he can escape reflecting on the events on the past year. He's got to look at what has happened. He's been part of Jacob Zuma's administration since he became deputy president in 2014, and he can't suddenly present himself as somebody who has just parachuted out of the sky to take us all to nirvana. I think that he made it clear yesterday, though, in his brief acceptance speech, that he is trying to draw a line between his new administration and that of Jacob Zuma's, and that his approach to the job of president is to put the country and its people first, not so much his own party. And I think that we are going to be looking at him to not only continue to fan the flames of the hope and the optimism that his election seems to have kindled, but also to spell out a vision. possibly he will reaffirm the values of Nelson Mandela. The Sona theme is built around Madiba's values. And I think that he's got to also spell out concrete steps in terms of what he's going to do to tackle endemic corruption that has siphoned billions from state coffers and has damaged the economy in terms of people's confidence in it. And I think that he's also going to have to spell out how he's going to sort out the state-owned entities, some of which are teetering on the edge of bankruptcy and threatening our own economy. And I think that he's going to have to talk to the people of South Africa in terms of what he's going to do to create the jobs that are so desperately needed. So he comes in as a president of a country where the problems of poverty, inequality, unemployment are still enormous, if not bigger than they've been since 1994. And he's going to have to give people the hope and the confidence in him that his new administration is going to be able to do the right things in order to ensure that our unemployment figures don't remain at this record of nearly 30%.
Gay Davis of the Iowa News team, thank you so much for that update.